Thank you, Nate. Hi, Chris. My name is Gail. Hi. I'm the regional pricing director. How are you this afternoon? The morning. Oi. How are you this morning?
All right.
And I'm doing well, except I don't remember if it's morning or afternoon. So I understand that you and Nate, one of my mapping specialists, were talking about the leads listing that we're selling out today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, super. Sounds like you have maybe some questions and looking for pricing as well.
Yeah. I'm looking for pricing and exactly what the service is and, you know, what's... I've used a couple of these different ones.
Okay.
On the front page of Google, leads and all that, and none of them have worked out, and none of them have actually done what they said they were going to do.
May I ask, who did you work with? Do you remember?
I worked with PageHub, and then I want to say the first people I worked with were y'all. I want to say, I signed up for something to get my company on mine or something. Maybe the front page of Google is what it's supposed to be. I don't know. I've worked with a couple different ones, but I want to say I've talked to you before.
And I'm just looking through here. I don't see an account set up for you. I mean, you're obviously in our system, but it looks like you just recently came through from our inventory department. Strange. But no, I don't show you as being a client or past client of ours. So you used a couple of companies then, and neither one of them came through for you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Well, the lead generations, those are... You know, both of the companies I used are three different things. I've used for that. The first month or two seems to be good, and then after that, it all turns to... The leads don't...
Are you...
You know, people never answer the phone, or it's a wrong number, or it's super old.
Oh, okay. And probably you must be talking about the Home Advisor Andy's thumbtack.
Yep, and then I use another one right now called Networks. And they were pretty good at first, but here lately, I'm going to say the last 15 leads or so they've sent have gone nowhere.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Which they don't make no. The reason I keep using them because they don't make me pay for them. Once I call them off of their app and they can prove I tried to contact them and I never got in touch with nobody, they refund me the money for those leads. So that's not too bad, but...
That's good. Wow, I was going to ask you if you were paying for every single one of those that are turning up bad. But, okay. I'm going to look at something else here. I'm actually running a scan right now to see how you're appearing online. But I was looking at another program, seeing if you're eligible. So, and I don't know yet, Chris, if we'll be able to help you. But what I can do is walk you through how everything works. I'll get pricing for you as well, so you've got an accurate number. And then we can figure out if this is something that makes sense for you. And if so, then talk about possible next steps. Would that work for you? Okay, awesome. All right, thank you. Last thing I want to do is put you into something that isn't going to work. I do not want to waste your money. So I want to look at things that will actually work for you. And one of the company names that you mentioned, honestly doesn't surprise me. I work with quite a few of their former clients and they had similar complaints. So, one of the first things that we'll do, Chris, that's quite unique from most other companies, is we'll actually close the Mechanicsville area for the HVAC category, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base. As Google Premier Partners, we're held to a higher standard, And one of their very strict rules is that we not work with anyone else who offers any of the same services that you do in that 50-mile radius. That's to ensure that you get the most benefit and the best results, and that we're not out there, you know, promoting the next HVAC company that turns up, and it's just a bad scene. So your category will be closed. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that when someone does search for any of your services, even if they don't know your company name or by name, you come up in the map section, and then they're able to just click and dial you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and they're unlimited. We don't charge for clicks or leads or calls or jobs. Does that sound like that could be helpful for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Being found right in the map section, right where people shop, that's where we'll be positioning you. So not just first page of Google, you'll literally be a pin in the map. And the reason we program you in the map is 90% of people, if they're looking for a service or a business, they'll choose one of the 3 to 5 companies that are listed in the map section. So that's why we program you there. Okay. Now, I'm kind of looking at, I'm just going to call it the online forensics of what's been done. And looks like I do see some gaps and some holes. One of those gaps is, it's in the directories. So one of the things that we do for all of our clients is we list your company out to all of the most popular directories for your area. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, Kudzu, up to about 60. And I do see you listed on BuildZoom, Show Me Local, Yellow Pages, but it looks like whomever worked on your account, while they even missed some of the biggies, they missed MapQuest and Bing and Yelp. They missed Yelp also. Okay, so that's not a problem. I mean, that's something we can fix. So we'll...
You said I'm not on MapQuest?
Yeah, I'm not, right? I'm not finding you on either one. And those are just, I mean, they're fundamental. It's like the first place we hit. But that's okay. I mean, it's not too late to fix it. But we'll go through, like, I see you on yellowpagecity.com. I see Taylor Air Systems LLC in Mechanicsville. So we'll actually run a tool that scours the web, and it looks for anything that might pertain to you but isn't linking properly, or it's got a mismatched phone number, web address, whatever it is. We'll get all of those resolved. It's a name and address cleanup is what it is. So we'll get all of those resolved. That's going to help point traffic back in your direction where it belongs. From what I'm able to see, I'm not a programmer. My guess is your Google business profile has probably not been properly programmed, and that's something that we'll take care of too. We'll go into your GBP and get it programmed, make everything right. Probably a few more pictures in there too. And then you've got 5 out of 5 stars. You're a highly rated company. Taylor Air Systems is. I don't know if you knew that or not.
To get more reviews, because I think I only got a couple of them, but they're both 5 stars.
Yeah, well, I see 4 on Google.
I haven't really been asked people to leave reviews like I should.
You know, it's easy to forget and not to worry. We actually have, I guess I can't call it an app. It's a tool. It's a link, that you can send out to people. Just make it super easy for you. And yeah, definitely. I'm looking at a couple of the companies who are on first page in the map, and they aren't rated as highly as you are. So it's really just a matter of getting you seen more, and then you'll start getting those calls. Check something else real quick. Did you like the pay per lead? Have you tried any of them at all?
Yeah.
Which ones did you try?
Well, I've tried it. I had Home Advisors, Angie List, and then I use Networks right now.
Networks. Is that N-E-T-W-O-R-K-S, or is it the different spelling?
It's N-E-T-W-O-R-X, Pros.
And they're supposed to be, they're a pay per lead.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting, interesting. And the, yeah, you're getting, are you getting good ones through there? At least good leads? Or are they just as bad as the Angie?
I was at first. Okay. But now they don't seem to go nowhere. But like I said, they refund me. If I can't contact the people, if I don't talk to them, they refund me the money. So
they're gotcha. Okay.
But I haven't, they're all the ones I've gotten in the past 3 or 4 months have not gone anywhere. So
gotcha. Okay. Okay. Wow, that's too bad. I mean, I know Home Advisors and Angie's, I know, purchase leads from various different places. Like it could be a homeowner that 5 months ago asked about having a deck built. They buy lists
right.
like that and then filter them out to people like you. So those I understand being kind of crummy. Okay. So you are definitely a great fit for the listing, Chris. Do you have any questions so far?
No.
Okay. Okay. So would you like to talk about pricing? We can kind of go over that and see if we can make it make sense that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I did mean to ask you, are you using Facebook? I think you are. I think I found it. But.
I am, but I don't really keep it up to date like I should.
Okay. And that's okay. That's okay. Most of our clients.
Is that something y'all do?
Well, yes, actually, it was one of the things I was going to suggest. We don't do posts. But we do handle Facebook ads, and they've been converting really well for my clients. The Facebook leads have, and part of it is Facebook has made a lot of changes. They rebranded as Meta. I still call it Facebook, but they've made it great for small businesses. And so coming out of the pandemic, people had a buying shift. They started working extra hard to keep their spending dollars local, and they started looking on Facebook. So Facebook, in turn, made it good for companies like yours. So one of the things that we'll do, too, then, is we'll target your Facebook advertising so that it's your ads are displaying in front of your preferred demographic, people who are more likely to buy and not so much in front of those who aren't. And those leads all go directly to you as well. One of the other things I like about Facebook and how it's set up too is the ability to retarget your ads. Are you familiar with retargeting or what it is, how it works?
No.
you've probably experienced it, probably cussed at it, even if you didn't know its name. If you searched anything recently, and then later had, an ad following you around.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Those are those pesky retargeted ads is what they're called. And what I like about them is they don't cost you anything as the advertiser. They're just free branding and free exposure. And with your logo, that's the perfect place to brand you. So it also, because your ad will display in front of them multiple times before they take action, it gives them a sense of comfort. They feel comfortable with you because they've seen your logo and your ad and your services. And then when they do take action and then they just click through your ad and they can call you directly from there too. And they've been converting really, really well. So I like Facebook for my clients for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get some pricing together. I mean, I do like the Facebook ads. That's probably, you know, I've been thinking about that one. So.
Oh, good. Good. What?
Actually, I have called a few people about it, but then it didn't go nowhere. I think that, I can't remember why, if the pricing was way too high or, I can't remember the reason I didn't go with them.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Well, and, not everybody's able to do Facebook ads and not everybody is able to do them really well. We have a team that's all they focus on is Facebook, and we specialize in working with companies who work in the trades. So HVAC, electricians, plumbers. So our team has just gotten really, really good at writing them to get the best response. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never even a penny more. We don't add taxes. We don't add click fees or lead fees or call fees. And we work on a month-to-month basis, no contracts. It's just so much simpler to be really good at what we do, and then we don't have to wrangle about how long you need to stay or things like that. So let me get my retail up here. And then, now you started business, did I see, was it 2021?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're about two years. Perfect. That's going to give you the best deal too. So let's see. For unretail, it's bringing it up at $5.99 a month with a one-time $2.99 setup fee. But let's get those credits in here. There we go. Okay, good. So it brought your monthly down to $3.49, and then it brought your setup fee down to $99. So the $99 then is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just a flat $349 on a month-to-month basis. It'll never be greater. And
what's that? What's that include?
Absolutely. So right off the top, every single month, $100 of that is dedicated to Facebook ads. So we make that ad buy. We manage it throughout the month. And we balance your ad spend against your click-throughs so that you're still not going over your total $349 in a month. So any click-throughs you get are already covered. And then, of course, the directory submissions. So we'll fix any that are out there now that may not be correct, and then we'll fill in the blanks on the other ones so that you're listed out there. And it's also, let's see, it included a website for you too. Now, it looks like you do have a website, a good-looking website.
So that's something that PageHub pretty much does the same thing y'all do, I think.
Right.
They made that website for me for free when I signed up with them.
Okay.
But if you click on anything, it doesn't actually go anywhere. It says address not found or something like that.
Oh, sure does. Look at that. Okay. So you don't have access to that domain then? You don't own the...
I think I do. Yeah, TASHJC.com. I own that domain, I'm pretty sure, because that's my email. My regular email is chris@tashvac.com.
Perfect. Okay. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I own that domain. I just don't know how... I don't know how they got on there and set that up like that with that email.
Okay. Well... So either way, if you own the domain, we can rebuild your site. And I would, since it's included, I would go with a rebuild only because, I don't know how PageHub programs. We program your site so that it's Google compliant and optimized, and that makes a world of difference. So rather than
if you click on whatever, stuff, does it actually like go to me?
No, it doesn't.
Not me on y'all's websites.
No.
Like when y'all do a website, if like you know, it's got when y'all redo the website, if you click on something, like if you click on whatever, you know, email or send a, you know, whatever. It actually comes to me. It doesn't just, okay.
Yes, yes,
so
absolutely.
It'll be a working website. Because that's more or less, that's not really a working website. It's just there.
Right, and I'm finding that as...
On the internet.
Right, and I'm finding that as I try to click on things, it doesn't go anywhere. So, yes, definitely. And if you've got pictures, either of your work or your equipment, anything like that, we'll put those on your site too. But yes, I tried clicking on your email address. It doesn't go anywhere. Nothing. Okay. So I think a rebuild is definitely in order. The other thing that I see that's missing is the Google badge to help you get Google reviews. So we'll get that on there too. And if for some reason, Chris, we can't get access to the domain TASH.
Let me see. I could probably pull it up now. I'm pretty sure we can get access to.
That would be great.
That.
If we can, we'll just put it right back on that domain, and you'll own your website. So if down the road you decide, this isn't working, or I'm too busy, I don't need you anymore, is probably more like it. We don't crash your website or take it down or kill any of the pages. That's high school stuff. I'm going to go destroy their website. That'll fix them.
Let's see. So I don't know a whole lot about the Google stuff.
And it doesn't tell me
everything. I can log in here to chris@tashvac.com. I can log in to Google. Let's see.
Interesting.
Google wants to make sure you can open a YouTube app.
And you won't even have much at all for homework, I mean, from us, unless you want it, of course. I tell all my clients, you don't even need a computer to work with us. We'll take care of everything in the background.
Right. All right, let's see here. Yeah, because I know I bought a domain for the email address I have, and I'm pretty sure they made that website under that domain, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I
know, Chris@tashvac.com.
perfect. Okay, yeah, that sounds like you definitely own it. That's great news then. So what we'll do is when we get your site rebuilt, we'll put it right back on TASHVAC.com and it'll be all fresh and new and it'll be Google compliant too. So it just sounds like something that's actually going to help you this time, Chris. Do you get that sense that this is something that'll help you get some traction this year?
Yeah, I hope so. Actually, yeah, when I log in here, it goes to account, business, Gmail, account.
Ah, you were able to log in. You do have access. Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
I can log into my, like, it's with my email, but that ends with TASHVAC.com.
Okay.
So the TASHVAC.com is the domain, right?
Yes. Perfect. Okay.
Business profile. Here we go.
Business Yay, you found it.
Tailored Air Systems, LLC.
I'm glad you were able to get in there.
Yeah, edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photos.
Outstanding.
I can click on the website and everything on here. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect.
The website does look good, don't it?
It is a good looking website.
I've actually never really even looked at the website.
Well, and, you know, in my opinion, part of it is your logo. You've got a great logo that's very memorable. So I think the Facebook ads, too, are going to do a lot for you because your logo is so catchy and it's friendly.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to suggest that we put your logo actually a little bit more prominently in your Google Business Profile too, because it is so memorable.
Updated version of that logo. It's a little bit different, but it's the same.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll have you send that over.
We can use either one of them, whichever one you know y'all think will look the best.
Okay, perfect. Well, Chris, did you want to go over next steps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll kind of run through timeline with you too. So today being day one, the day we're getting you set up, I'll close the listing for HVAC for Mechanicsville. That's very first thing. Actually, I'm going to grab it and close it now because I don't want somebody else to snag it while we talk. Okay, good. Got it. And then if it's possible, if your schedule allows, next up is an onboarding call, and that's a call with me and your technician. They'll go through, first and foremost, quality control. We want all of your information to be accurate 100%. You don't get by with putting up a leak event. We don't want to send misinformation on you to Google. So they'll double-check everything that I take in as far as information. And then what goes on your website, what you don't want on it, how to get photos to us, how to get into your reporting dashboard. You'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting to, so that you've got that info in front of you. And I like to do that onboarding call within the first day or two of getting you set up. Because I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And we get to work right after that onboarding call. And then between today and day seven, of course your reporting dashboard will come online. Programming starts right away. We'll have your directory submissions out within the first 7 days. Within the first 14, your Facebook ads will be up and running. Your website will be rebuilt, up, running, and programming still going. And so seeing yourself on the first page will be about 30 to 45 days. That's where we're, and I think you've got a Google Business profile already. About 6 to 10 days of the 30 to 45 is waiting for that postcard to come in the mail. That you've already got it.
Oh yeah, I already got that.
You're good to go. So I think your timeline might be a little bit shorter. Makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So let me grab another screen and I'll start getting some info from you. Let's see. I assume Chris is short for Christopher.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the credit card that you're going to use, I don't need digits yet, but does your middle name or middle initial appear?
L.
Good question. Okay, it is. And then, Chris, what's your last name?
Sprouse. Sprouse.
Sprouse.
Yep, S-E as in Eric.
Got it. And then it's Chris at TASHVAC.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I'm going to send you two emails real quick. One, because you need them, and two, to make sure I don't have any typos in your email address. So the first one I'm going to send over is strictly informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics that you'll have access to. And then the second one, I've got a six. It's a stock email, and it's the exact price and package that you're getting, but I've got to adjust it with your credits in there. There we are. Okay, got it. And that one's on the way. So if you could just let me know if they make it or when they make it, that would be great. And then...
Google account was recovered. Oh, that's because I just logged into it. Oh, there we go. Reporting dashboard and analyst.
Yes. Perfect. And it should come from G. Buskey. Gail Buskey.
Yep.
All right. Super. All right. Fill in a couple things on my end here. So as you and I go through and fill everything in, online paperwork. I'm running through a checklist too here to make sure that we've got everything that your tech is going to need. There we go. And then, Chris, for company name, I've got Tailored, T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D, Air Systems. Is there Inc. or LLC?
Yeah, there's a LLC.
And yeah, whoops. And now, the way I've got it shown here, the word air is all in caps. Is that supposed to be that way, or should it just be normal typing?
It's supposed to be that way because it looks a little better. It kind of goes with it a little bit.
Okay. I like it capitalized. So, and if that's how it's supposed to be, I'll just leave it there. Awesome. And then address. I've got 8324 Ironclad Drive, Mechanicsville.
Yep.
Perfect. And 23111.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And then are you using the 804-836-7954 for business as well?
Yes.
All right. It's looking good. You get your website address in there, and I'll put that in here for your tech, too. That way they know where we're parking your domain.
Yep. Yeah, just update the password to that. So I've got the information where y'all can log into it.
Oh, okay. Super, super. And I'll have you hold on to that until we get with your technician.
Okay.
Let's see. And then did you want us to add any type of payment integration to your website? So if you do PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, there's no charge for us to put that on there if you'd like it.
Say what now? Sorry, I was reading that. My phone has been blowing up since I've been on the phone.
Oh, no problem. So on your website, if you would like, there's no charge for it. We can add the ability for you to take payment. So, like, if you take Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, did I say PayPal? Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, any of those folks, we can put that option on your website so you can send people there to make payment. Is that something you...
Yeah, I do. Well, I do Cash App, but most of the time I bill everything through QuickBooks, and I accept, when I send an invoice, they can click on it and pay with a credit card.
Oh, nice.
Or a bank transfer, or however they want to do it. So it's already, when they get the invoice, they can pay it however they want, pretty much.
Gotcha. Perfect. And I'll put as a yes here that you would like the payment option on your website. That way it's there if you ever need it, and no harm if it doesn't.
Okay.
Couple more notes in here. Now, let's see, how's your Google business profile showing? Do you want, I assume that Ironclad Drive is probably a home address, right?
That is my home address. Yeah.
Do you want us to take that off of your Google business profile? It doesn't have to be there. That, I mean, people don't need to know where you live.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. As long as it, will it still come up in Mechanicsville?
Yep, it'll still come up in the same place on the map. It just won't be navigable, and it won't give searchers your physical street address. So they won't know that it's Ironclad Drive. Yeah.
Okay.
Make a note for them to take it off. Somebody put the address on there. If it's a home address, which most of my clients are, I try to not get the home address on there. They just, I don't know, people don't need to know where you live.
Right.
I'm going to grab the link for your Facebook. I really do like your logo. One of the best ones I've seen, I think, ever.
Thank you.
And then, let's see, on your Google business profile, it shows you open 24/7. Do you want to keep it that way, or would you like to list different hours?
I don't want to be open 24 hours.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know when you'd sleep.
No. Let's say 8 to 5.
Good.
Or 8 to 6. We'll do 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday through Friday.
Yep, Monday through Friday.
Perfect. And then that gives you the option, if you want to work on Saturday, you can. But if you don't, you don't have to. All right.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and list out all of your services. So HVAC, of course. And then I'm going to say probably furnace installation.
Yeah.
Furnace repair.
Furnace repair. Heat pump installation. Heat pump repair.
Okay.
Air condition installation. Air condition repair. Duct work.
Okay. Let's see. What about
mini split installation, ductless mini split installations.
Ductless mini split. Okay. What about water heaters?
I do water heaters. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to advertise for it though, because I don't have a plumbing license.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because it falls under the plumbing, stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. So I'll leave that off. Anything else you can think of? Any other types of projects that you want to be shown for?
That pretty much covers it.
Okay.
Duck work.
Got that one. Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. And I'm actually going to spell out heating and cooling just in case somebody searches by that. And if you think of any others too, Chris, you can let us know anytime. I mean, even if it's 2 months down the road and you add services, just let us know and we'll get it through all of your programming on your website. We'll cover all the bases for you.
Okay.
And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Let's see. Looks like we've got just a couple openings yet today. There's one at, looks like I've got a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock today. Otherwise, we can look at tomorrow.
Let's do 4 o'clock today.
You got it. Grab that appointment. Okay, perfect. So I'll just build this calendar appointment real quick and then I'll send it to you too.
All right. And these the Facebook ads, mm-hmm. do they need access to the Facebook account, or do they make the ads and just send them out there with my number or something on it?
So they'll need access just to your Facebook business page. So not your personal page. But yes, and you'll just give us, we better ask your technician which type of access to give us. I'm not sure.
You got to log into the Facebook, and then you got to go under the pages to get to that page.
Right. And I think, and our tech will know too, how to go about.
I made that under. It's under a separate Facebook. It's not. I made a whole new personal Facebook just to make those pages under it, so it wasn't under my one that.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's perfect, Chris. Okay, so there should be another email on the way to you. The subject line reads Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then when that one gets there, let me know. It's just a calendar appointment. I'll have you hit the yes button when you get to it.
All right. Yep, I just hit the yes button.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So it says, is it 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific? That's 4 o'clock for me, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Make sure it updated there. Looks good. Okay.
Well, no, it says 9 p.m. It says when 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
UTC.
UTC.
Yeah, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. UTC.
Oh, I bet that's it's a time zone. Oh, goodness. I don't remember what the name is for the that acronym. As long as you know it's 4 o'clock, you're
4 o'clock in my time zone, I got it. I'll be around.
Yep, it is. It is. And we'll call you. And I'll actually call you myself. If by chance I can't get free from the phone, your technician will call at that time anyway, just so you know. But I will do everything I can to make it to that call. And then, so I've got some texts headed your way. The first one is my contact information. I'm the lead on your account. And anytime you need anything, you can give me a call. And then I'm okay. also sending you.
I'm gonna save this.
Please do. Yes. And put my name on it. Oh wait, will you do that? Oh wait, I guess I can send you these other texts, and then I'll just catch you up on what they are.
What's the name of the company?
Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay. All right.
And then, let's see, the next text I sent was customer service. That's where you'll reach your technician.
Okay.
And then one more. I've got three links on the way. So the first link, it says call tracking. That's just more information on how we're able to track how many clicks and calls you get. The next one is information on one of our, it's an app. It's in beta right now, so it's with our programmers. But the Splash app is totally optional. It's an app you would download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone. And so what most of our clients use it for is, if they want to keep their business and personal phones separate without having to have a completely separate phone line, the app itself comes with its own unique phone number that's local to you. So what you would do if you wanted to use it that way, if you wanted to make a business call, you'd pop into the app, dial the call there, and it goes out through the app. They can't see your personal cell phone number. And
well,
if
my personal cell phone number is the company number, so it's kind of already set up that way.
It's out there. Okay. Yeah, then you don't want to mess with that. Okay. No problem. I'll put that one for a no. So then you can, disregard those two links.
Nice. Okay. Set.
Whoops. Okay. Perfect, perfect. Everything's looking good. Okay. Here we are. So I'll go ahead and set up your subscription. Actually getting close here. My system decided to start moving like a turtle for just a second.
Okay.
There it goes. I guess it just had to think a little extra hard this morning. And Chris, I assume the Ironclad Drive is where the credit card billing goes to for this card?
Yes.
Okay, super. And, alright. And does the company name appear on the card as well, or just your name?
Just my name.
Okay. Oh, looks good. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
This is a, hold on one second. I think it's a MasterCard.
Hey, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are, and just for security reasons, I won't read it back to you. But if you just go in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up as it X's them back out on me.
Okay, it's 5491.
Okay.
1280.
Got it.
7347.
Okay.
0720.
Got it. And the expiration, please.
1223.
And the 3-digit security code, please?
552.
The last digit was is it a 2?
Yeah, 552.
Thank you. Well, and then I type a 0. Let's try that again. There we go. All right. So I'll go ahead and send this through, and then you'll have 2 more emails on the way to you. And one of them, I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing. I have to read it to you anyway, so we'll get through the clicks and the typing, and then I'll read to you.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
I don't have any that have come through yet.
Okay. Probably be there any second. Let's see. So that the one we need to deal with is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
There we go. Local Splash initial invoice.
Awesome. So if you scroll, let's see. I think it's about the 4th sentence in. It'll say click here.
Yep.
Go ahead and click that. It'll open a web page. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll ask you if there's a checkbox. Are you the authorized cardholder? I think is how it reads.
Yeah.
And then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears, capital letters in the right places. No punctuation.
Okay. There we go. All right, now I'm going to username, password.
Excellent. We got it right. So that's where you'll log in to our system to check your clicks and calls. And we'll get you those login credentials on your call this afternoon. Okay. So last little tidbit I have to read to you. So this is the voice verification, and it's required of us as Google Premier Partners. And because we're locking you in at a discounted rate, it's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. If you're ready, we'll go ahead.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also added to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Tailored Air Systems, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Sprouse, President.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Okay. Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yeah.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup have been charged on today's date, January 26, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $448, the breakout of which is a flat $349 for your first month and a one-time only setup fee of $99. going forward, beginning on February 26, 2023, your recurring charge will be a flat $349. This is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This will be a recurring payment. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your next billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. You're all set.
Okay. Cool. I look forward to seeing y'all this afternoon.
I look forward to talking with you this afternoon. Any last questions before I let you back to your day?
No, nope, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you this afternoon then.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.